designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Careful. The health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. Bob, you give great health.
He does everything he can. Dr. Bob, if you're down, he'll pick you up. Dr. Bob, take a drink from his special cup. Dr. Bob,
healthy, happy welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. This is a show where people call in to get health advice, from how to improve injection fraction to impetigo to arthritis to anxiety and all points in between. If you'd like to call into the show right now with your health question or your health concern, you can do so. Our toll-free number is 1-888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262. Coming up this hour, we have for you this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, the Health Outrage of the Week, and the Health Mystery of the Week. Now, before we go back to your calls and questions, let's begin this hour talking about how cancer patients could reduce their risk of death by a whopping 48%. Listen to this. Scientists from the Loyola University Chicago Stritch School of Medicine studied over 1,000 men with an average age of 71 who had survived cancer. They found men who beat cancer and who burned more than 1,200 calories a week exercising almost halved their risk of death. Now, we all know that exercise is good for us, but now scientists have found that physical exercise significantly increases the life expectancy of cancer survivors. Men who beat cancer and who burned more than 1,200 calories a week exercising nearly halved their death risk. That's what the new study found. The research supports a previous study that found that most physically active cancer patients are much less likely to die of cancer and heart disease. They found that men who burned more than 1,200 calories a week exercising were 48% less likely to die than those who did little exercise and expended less than 2,100 calories a week. Physical activity should be actively promoted to such individuals who have cancer to enhance their longevity. While there has been plenty of research that shows regular exercise boosts the life expectancy of healthy people, this study is among the very few that show exercise also extended the life of cancer survivors. Fascinating information. So anybody you know who can and is willing to do exercise, they should be doing it to help enhance their longevity and their survival. Okay, let's get back to your calls and questions now. Let's begin with Joe. And Joe is calling in from Spokane, Washington. Welcome to the program, Joe. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Bob.
Morning.
I'm a 68-year-old male, and my girlfriend suggested the other day that I get a shingles shot. Now, I'm not a vaccine-type person. I wouldn't take a flu shot if you had a gun to my head. And what I'm wondering, my medical history, I don't think I have ever had chicken pox. They tell me that if you have had that as a younger person, your chances of getting shingles are better than if you didn't. What I want to know is, do you recommend it? Is there a need for it, for the vaccine, and is it safe?
Well, I share some of your same beliefs, Joe. You and I have some bias, automatic built-in bias, and my bias comes from science. We now see that health experts, very renowned health experts, are warning about all these shingles shots and these chickenpox shots because they believe now that with the advent of chickenpox vaccine, which isn't that long ago when chickenpox kicked in the vaccine, but with the advent of artificially giving people chickenpox vaccines, and there's no guarantee that it'll work anyway, but when they have started the chickenpox vaccine, many of these health experts believe it spurred an epidemic of shingles outbreak. You can look at a linear scale and see when the chickenpox vaccine kicked in, and when more people were starting to get the chickenpox vaccine, you can then see over time that there was an increase in shingles incidence. So what we may have done by introducing an artificially acquired disease into the population, or a vaccine into the population, we may have started an epidemic of shingles. Because I have never, over the last 15 years, we see an increasing level of people breaking down with shingles, and it could have been caused, and many experts believe this now, from the chickenpox vaccine. Now, so, no on the chickenpox vaccine, and the likelihood of you having the chickenpox somewhere in your early life is probably good. You may not have known it because you can have a mild case of it and not even realize your body's going through it. You may have thought that it was just a rash or a cold or something like that, and you may have naturally acquired immunity. Therefore, your immune system is stronger with it. Now, the shingles vaccine, even the people who make the shingles vaccine will tell you that it's not that effective in preventing shingles. Not only that, but the shingles vaccine also carries with it some risks. We don't know how these vaccines really work, and they can create all kinds of problems with your immune system that many of these drug companies that make these vaccines don't know about, or they won't tell you about even if they do know it. So whether or not you get a vaccine for shingles is a choice that you'll have to make. I'll never have one. The way that you help to resist these viral diseases, because chickenpox is that virus, it's a virus, and it's the herpes, or the herpes zoster, which is the shingles, is the remnant of the chickenpox. The way you resist this is you get good sleep, you get exercise, you eat well, lower your stress, take vitamin D every day, 2,000 to 5,000 international units of vitamin D. You'll help to prevent the flu, and you'll help to prevent shingles and a whole lot of other things, a good antioxidant supplement, and you're good to go, Joe. But if you decide to get the shingles vaccine, I respect that. I'll support that. I won't tell people not to get these shots, but I'll certainly give them my opinion of it, and that's the beauty of talk radio. All right, I thank you for your phone call. Next up, we say hello to Don. And Don is calling in from the state of Arizona. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Don. Hello.
Good morning, Doctor. Listen, call in. I tried to reach you on one of your syndicated shows yesterday, and you deferred me over. So I'm a two-day listener here today.
Oh, fantastic.
Listen, my wife's fingers turn white when they're exposed to cold, air conditioning, outside cold. She touches frozen stuff. I mean, really pale. She's in relatively good health. She's a runner. Doesn't have any other problems other than, you know, this one. She did go and get an ANA test, and
yes,
it was positive, and
okay,
they referred her to a rheumatologist. But
right,
that's where we are so far, and I thought I'd just call and see what you knew about it and what we could do maybe supplementally, herbally, to relieve her problem.
Okay. Well stated. Sorry it took you 2 days to get into the show, Don, but I'm going to give you the payoff here. The ANA stands for anti-nuclear antibody test. They're looking for autoimmune disease, and it means when she has these fingers that get poor circulation or they turn white, she has the little arteries are closing down. She has most likely Raynaud's syndrome. Now, There is something in the marketplace for that. It's called CirQ O2. CirQ for circulation, O2 for oxygen. And I grabbed the file that I have on that. I interviewed a doctor who was on the program talking about CirQ O2. You can find out more about CirQ O2 by calling this number, 800-516-8399, 800-516-8399. It just so happens, Don, that certain health food stores there in Phoenix carries this supplement that your wife should be on, CirQ O2. I think you can get it at Healthy Habit Health Foods there in Phoenix and also Fresh Vitamin stores throughout the valley, CirQ O2. Vitamin E, get a tocotrienols formulation. It's expensive, but your wife's worth it. Tocotrienols by Carlson's. She should be on that as well. And no smoking. I'm sure she's not doing that. And this will get better over time. Don, thanks for your phone call.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You too.
It's Sunday, the best day of the week to start living a healthy life. Stay where you are to find out how. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
Well, if you like what you hear on the Dr. Bob Martin Show, don't keep it such a big secret. By all means, you're invited to tell your friends and your coworkers, loved ones about the radio show so they can tune in and learn more about their most precious possession, their health. With it, you have everything. Without it, you have nothing. You can be financially well off and have a lot of material toys, but if you don't have your health, you're broke. You're bankrupt. with your health. You're the richest person on the planet. So we're here helping people get rich every week, same time, same place. And we'll get back to calls and questions on the subject of health in just a little bit. But first this, the health alternative of the week. Well, if you're a user of Spanx, and I didn't know what Spanx was before reading this article, I didn't know the difference between spandex and Spanx. I had to kind of look it up and figure it out. Read an article, and I guess a lot of people use this underwear, these control undergarments, underwear called Spanx, S-P-A-N-X. In fact, Kardashian, one of the Kardashians used this. Kim Kardashian, in the news all the time, she uses, I guess, these Spanx. Doctors say that wearing these control pants called Spanx can cause incontinence, where you lose or spill urine. It can cause heartburn. It can cause infections. You don't want to use Spanx. Spanx are these undergarments that some women use to cover up the bulges. You know, the bulges like their muffin top and their love handles and other bulges that are bulging out from their clothes from layers of fat. So they put this undergarment on that kind of sucks it in, pushes it in so there's not as much waviness and bulging. There are many women's who use it, it's their best friend, but it can cause problems. But the experts are warning that the trusty control underwear, such as Spanx, may do more harm than good. Experts say people who wear these items are compressing their organs. Not good. Experts believe that the shapewear can cause acid reflux and heartburn, as well as stress incontinence and infection. Spanx compresses the stomach, intestines, and colon, which can lead to acid reflux and heartburn. They also affect the digestive tract, meaning the intestines struggle to move food through the digestive system. It can cause stomach pain, bloating, and flatulence, irritable bowel syndrome, and provoke episodes of spillage of urine when you don't want to spill urine. So if you're one of these users of these Spanx, S-P-A-N-X, or other undergarments like it, where you're trying to hold in the fat, the bulging, you might want to think twice about it. You could be doing yourself more harm than good, according to the experts. Now for the health alternative of the week. We're going to get to this right now. And this is kind of a futuristic health alternative. And I guess you could say, at last, an alarm clock that doesn't disturb your partner. I mean, how many times are you lying next to somebody and they have to get up and there goes off the alarm clock and you have to get up with them because it disturbs you? How about earplug speakers that ensure only the wearer is roused from sleep? Being woken up by your partner who has an early shift at work can be annoying if you want to keep sleeping in peace. But an alarm clock that is designed to be worn inside the ear like an earplug could mean that one day partners will finally be able to lie in, sleep in, and only the wearer will be able to hear the alarm. The concept ear alarm device will feature two noise-canceling foam earplugs, which each have tiny speakers that connect to a bedside clock via Bluetooth. The concept was the brainchild of a researcher by the name of Ms. Moon, 24, a design graduate in Seoul, South Korea. Ms. Moon, a light sleeper herself, was inspired to design the alarm after oversleeping while wearing earplugs to muffle the sounds of a party taking place next door to her home. Users of the device will be able to check when their alarm will ring by looking at an LCD screen on the clock device, which doubles as a charging unit for the earplugs. She hopes to put the device into production after winning a ReDot Design Award. So in the future, because this is a futuristic health alternative of the week, if you're one of these people who get annoyed with somebody else's alarm going off, whether it's your mate or somebody next door to your home because the walls are thin, or in your apartment or somewhere else, you may be able to get and find this ear alarm device so that you buy it for the person who's disturbing you so that only they hear the alarm going off. And that's why it qualified as the health alternative of the week. Still to come is the health outrage of the week. Stay tuned for that. You can get into the program right now. We have one line open, one line available for the first time in the entire show today. Our toll-free number into the program, should you have a health question or health comment, you can call in right now, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. Let's go back to the phone lines again. Next up, we say hello to Jerry. He's calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the program, Jerry. Hello.
I need to get some hair for now if I love it.
Yes, Jerry, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I might have
Jerry Jerry must not realize he's on the air, Darren. We'll go back to him in just a little bit. Let's go next then to Bob in Helena, Montana. Welcome to the program, Bob. Hello. Hi there. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just curious. What's a normal number for PSA count on men?
Well, you want anything below 3. 3 or below. Anything above that, it is a cause for concern if you have a PSA that's higher than 3. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay,
that's right.
Then I went in and got checked, and they recommended a biopsy, and that's a pretty easy procedure or something.
Yeah, now that's not an easy – well, it's an easy procedure for them to do, but it could be a risk to you, and it could be totally unnecessary. There's way too many prostate biopsies that men get talked into that are completely unnecessary because you got to figure – you know, let's say you do have cancer there, worst-case scenario, and normally prostate cancer is a very slow-growing cancer, and it doesn't really pose a risk that much to somebody's long longevity if they're over the age of 65. But if, let's say you do have cancer in the prostate and they hit it, they needle it, and suddenly that needle goes through the shell or the capsule of the prostate gland, and now all of a sudden they've spread prostate cancer cells into the rest of your body where it can seed and metastasize. That would be a problem. What if they do a prostate biopsy and somehow injure a nerve or they damage you in some way? Now what are you going to do? So, Bob, you need to be thinking hard and long about this, but it's your choice. How old are you, sir?
60.
Yeah. You're on that fringe where even if you had prostate cancer, you'll probably outlive the prostate cancer. Every man is going to die if he lives long enough with prostate cancer. The question is, when do you start doing invasive procedures? Way too many prostate biopsies are done in this country based on poor information. In other words, you could have sex the night before having that PSA checked, or you could run or bicycle or lift something, and your PSA test could be high, and then they base having a biopsy on that. We want a velocity measurement. In other words, we want to see your PSA over time, over maybe 6 months or a year, to see if it's gradually going up or going up very fast. That's called a velocity test. That's when it gets our attention. And beyond the prostate biopsy, you should have an MRI or a sonogram way before a biopsy to see the size of the prostate gland. Then you go to work on changing your diet, changing your lifestyle, taking PT9, taking a beta-sitosterol, taking African pygium, extra zinc, doing things, doing self-prostate massage, eating less fat in your diet, no dairy foods whatsoever. These are all things that will shrink the prostate down, and therefore the PSA goes down, and maybe you don't need to have a needle stuck into your prostate gland, but it's your choice, my friend.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself. but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
I welcome you back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Coming up very shortly here will be the health outrage of the week. Stay tuned for that. But first this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a brand new year, but the question becomes, is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller? Will you continue to have thinning hair and hair loss? Are you still losing your hair in the brush or in the shower? Well, here's something you may want to consider. It's called Provia. Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all of this and more. Here's what Tom from the state of Arizona writes. I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair growing back in, and it comes in thicker every day. Absolutely wonderful. Even my wife comments on how great my new hair growth looks and how my hair feels. Provia, folks, attacks the three main reasons for thinning hair and reactivates your aging follicles. You will get compliments guaranteed, or you get your money back. Provia works on both men and women who have thinning or hair loss, and it's safe for colored or treated hair. Call right now and order Provia at 800-525-6916. Toll free for Provia, 1-800-525-6916. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results, absolutely free. Call right now. Provia, 800-525-6916. 1-800-525-6916 for Provia. Time now for the health outrage of the week.
I don't believe it. Come on. It's time for the hell outrage, because it's nothing but...
It is outrageous. It's a return to Obamacare. You know, this whole healthcare exchange thing is bizarre. It's complicated. And, you know, they're saying, to what I can understand, and it's still trying to, people are still trying to figure this thing out, this whole Obamacare, the socialized medicine movement. And I understand that there are uninsured people, but there's better ways to go about it than turn the system upside down. The system does need to change. The medical system for healthcare is completely broken. It's fraught with a lot of fraud, excess, and abuse. We know that, but this is not the way to go about it. But the health outrage of the week is about the concept of having younger, healthier people sign up for healthcare that they don't use to subsidize older people who are sicker and have maladies and infirmities, right? That was the whole concept, but yet you go back to 2010 and you read articles saying that parents today are going to outlive their children. Do you remember this or not? Parents could soon begin to outlive their children because of an epidemic of obesity afflicting the younger generation. So if the younger people who sign up for this health care, so to speak, the Obamacare, if the parents are going to outlive them, how are the young people going to, how are they going to continue to pay for their parents' and their grandparents' care if they're dying sooner? We didn't think about that one. Baby boomers may outlive their kids. A new study shows, and this is back in 2010 now, they knew this. A new study shows that a generational shift in obesity rates is setting the younger generation up for a shorter life and poor health in comparison to their parents. That being the case, it means that it won't work. It never was designed to work. And maybe that was the design from the beginning. Who knows? And that's why it qualified as the health outrage of the week. All right, if you want to join us in the remaining 20 minutes or so of this program, you can with your health question or your health comment at 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. Also, this week's health poll question, we want to get your opinion of it. Now, we know social media is out there. Whether you embrace it or not, the vast majority of people use social media as part of their everyday lives. So I saw an article that was entitled, Can My Doctor Be My Facebook Friend? Or Can My Doctor Follow Me on Twitter? So we generated a health poll question based on that. We want to get your opinion because we think your opinion matters. The doctor-patient relationship can be a close one, but can that relationship be extended into social media such as Facebook, Twitter, etc.? Yes or no? Please vote on that at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. All right, back to your telephone calls and questions once again. Next up, we say hello to Jerry. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Jerry, hello.
Yes, I've got some liver issues. And I'm wanting to know if it's okay for me to take, like, Depakote and psych medication and other drugs that are, you know, just prescription drugs.
Well, Jerry, all drugs that you take in orally are going to cycle through your liver. So the Depakote or any of the other psychotropic drugs are going to hit a liver. And if the liver is already in trouble, it just puts an additional burden on an already toxic liver. Now, these kinds of drugs, though, are not, you're not, you would be a, somebody who would not be well to stop them suddenly. You should never stop these drugs abruptly or suddenly without the guidance of the doctor who maybe prescribed them, or another doctor who's familiar with pharmacological reactions and withdrawal reactions, or a pharmacist or pharmacologist. So, there's ways, however, to support healthy liver function without stopping those drugs, even though those drugs may be necessary for you. I don't know. But if there is liver disease and you're worried about those drugs having a negative impact on the liver. There's ways to protect the liver by eating well, not drinking alcohol, not using unnecessary drugs that you don't necessarily need, like acetaminophen and other drugs that still cycle through the liver, and taking certain nutrients into the body, certain herbal products that help the liver. I talked about them earlier when I discussed the herb Andrographis paniculata and Salimarin and alpha-lipoic acid and another herb combination called AHCC. These are things that help the liver to function better, perform better, and work better. So if you're taking those, at least it will help to offset some of the toxicity that you may be exposed to through taking the psychotropic drugs that you're currently on. That, coupled with good eating habits, not drinking alcohol, maybe going on periodic juice fasts, maybe for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, will also provide reduction of liver toxicity and general whole body burden of toxicity. That would be a good thing. So there's things you can do, Jerry, without having to stop any kind of psychotropic drug without the use of a doctor's guidance. All right, Jerry, thank you for your phone call. That opens up another line. Our number into the show is 1-888-55, Dr. Bob, 888-553-7262. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Check out
Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
And we'll get back to phone calls in just a little bit. Got something to talk about here. This is a little off the wall, a little different, but once in a while I get an email from a man or a woman asking me if it's normal or natural to shave down there. You know, down there. And could they regret it somewhat someday? I'm talking about being bare to the bone, no hair, down there. Most women don't openly talk about the way they groom their lady parts in public. It's sort of like politics. If you know you aren't going to see eye to eye on the whole thing, the whole subject, and in this case, it's the same thing, to shave or not to shave, the debate, then why bring it up, right? Well, Cameron Diaz, an actress, has no problem sharing her feelings and tidying things up down below. Apparently, Cameron thinks women who go bald are bonkers. You may think you'll be wearing the same style of shoes forever and the same style of jeans forever, but you won't. The idea that vaginas are preferable in a hairless state is a pretty recent phenomena. And all fads change, folks. We know that. Of course, there are many ways you can get rid yourself of hair below the belt. There's laser, there's waxing, regular and old shaving. And while shaving and waxing leave room for the indecisive, laser does not. Just like many other beauty-enhancing procedures like liposuction, implants, lifts, facelifts, all that tucks, opting to go completely bare and laser off down there of the pubic hair is something that's permanent and can be permanent for life. You know what that means? If you don't like the way your privates look, bare as bare to the bone, if you don't like the way that's going to look in 20 years, you're stuck with it. You're bare to the bone for life. You'll go to the grave with it. So when you're taking these multi-treatments, hiding hair plunge, if you will, with the lasers, just realize, like a tat or getting inked, it may be for life, even though they got ways to get that off today. But they can't make you grow the hair back if the laser completely obliterates the follicle down there. Now, that reason alone should make women and men contemplate the high-priced procedure of lasers down there, no matter how baldly or badly she wants to be bare. Right this very second. Isn't that the same thing with other things we do and we learn about the hard way? All right, let's get back to your calls and questions now. Next up, we say hello to Becky. Becky's calling in from Phoenix. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Becky. Hello.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. I really appreciate your advice. I've been listening to you for more than 10 years. I developed an asthmatic cough over the holidays, and I wasn't able to get treated, and the cough got so bad, I ended up with a rib fracture. And then subsequent to that, I developed some severe lower back, actually tailbone-type pain, which I can only associate with changing my body position when I was coughing because of the rib fracture. And I went to my doctor, and she didn't have any idea what was going on and just gave me some drugs. Then I went to my chiropractor. He said that I had probably strained my ligamenta flava, and, you know, my whole back, especially when I cough, is just in severe pain. It's better now, but I'm trying to move this process along, and I was just wondering if there was anything else I could do, if Nerve Fix would be something for this, or just wanted to get your opinion.
Well, have you tried using any bracing, like a female rib brace or a lumbar sacral support bracing, so that it gives you a little bit of support so that when you do move or cough or sneeze or twist, it doesn't exacerbate it, so it gives it a proper time to heal?
No, nobody mentioned that. I did go to my chiropractor, and he's done some laser and a little bit of, you know, like massage therapy, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest bracing. You can use these, you can get them in the drugstores, by the way. You can get a female rib support, and I recommend that if that rib problem is still healing, that'll support it. And you can also get a lumbar sacral support and use that. And these things don't make you become dependent. They don't make you weaker or anything like that. That's a myth. They'll actually help you get over this because, I mean, think about it. In a day's time, there's so many movements and contortions that you go through that you just do automatically. You may be irritating it, and that's why it's not healing. It's sort of like knocking a scab off that's trying to heal, and then it has to reform. But with some bracing, usually this will give you enough support there to help it heal faster, and you can mend through this in a faster fashion.
Oh, great. I will, nobody had ever mentioned that, so I definitely will try that.
All right. Excellent. Good to hear from you, Becky. Good health to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. All right. All right, folks. Coming up shortly here, we're going to have for you the health mystery of the week. And don't forget to hit the health poll question that we have on the website. The doctor-patient relationship can be a close one, but can that relationship be extended into social media such as Facebook and Twitter? I mean, can your doctor be your Facebook friend? Can your doctor follow you on Twitter? Vote on that, would you? Give me your opinion of it at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. There you can also sign up for the free health newsletter if you haven't done so already. It's all there. And lots of news so you can continue your health education process. We're coming right back with the health mystery of the week. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
96.
I got the eye of
Find Dr. Bob on Facebook today. Friend him at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And welcome back. We're in the final stretch of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you like what you hear, be sure to tell all your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors about the show so they can tune in and get all this healthy advice that we provide each and every week, same time, same place. We have coming up very soon the health mystery of the week. Stand by for that. But first this, if you, God forbid, or somebody you know and love has been diagnosed with cancer, or a friend or a loved one, chances are you or they are experiencing a range of new emotions, from fear and anger to disbelief and deep sadness. What alternative treatments are available? That's the question that needs to be asked. Not giving up, throwing it in and saying, "Lo, I've got to go with conventional medical care, chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery alone, and no consideration for anything else." There's been a lot of recent developments in advanced alternative medical treatment for cancer and other difficult, complex medical conditions like autoimmune diseases, heart disease, diabetes, hormone-related problems, inflammation-related problems. Find out about those recent developments. And if your doctor doesn't know, you need to educate yourself. Contact the physicians, the doctors at Sunridge Medical Center, and see if they can help you like they've helped people from all over the United States. Young and old, a cancer diagnosis or a complex medical condition, and the time that follows can be especially confusing and overwhelming. Help is available at Sunridge Medical Center. Look at their website at sunridgemedical.com, sunridgemedical.com, or call their toll-free number at 800-923-7404. 1-800-923-7404. Sunridge Medical Center, 800-923-7404. Time now for the health mystery of the week. Humans can smell disease. Yeah, as strange as that sounds. The nose can detect when a person's immune system is fighting illness. People are able to smell if someone is ill, new research suggests. Scientists claim humans can smell if someone's immune system is highly active. They say people can smell the immune system when it's gone into overdrive within just a few hours of exposure to bacteria. Researchers at Karolinska Institute in Sweden say there is even anecdotal and scientific evidence to suggest that different diseases have particularly different smells. Our body puts these things off. For example, an infection in the lymph nodes is reported to smell like stale beer. And that conversation goes on and on and on. We don't know why we have these senses on our body, and we don't well understand it either. But that's why it qualified as the health mystery of the week. All right, I want everyone to have a healthy day and a healthy week. And until we speak again, you be well. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better...
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.